This is Lisa Miller, and this is my podcast series, The Healthcare Innovators. The operating room accounts for up to 70% of a hospital's revenue, between 55 and 65% of its margin, and 50% of a hospital's costs. I'm going to speak with you a little bit about some of the trends in the operating room for improving financial performance. Number one, standardization. Organizations can achieve substantial savings when they limit the number of vendors for functionally and/or clinically equivalent products and implement a system that encourages compliance to established contracts. Number two, OR utilization or value-based selection. The goal of value-based selection is to meet the needs and expectation of all stakeholders. So that includes patients, doctors, hospital executives, and at the lowest possible cost. Here's an example I want to share with you quickly. Looking at your mesh cost, you'll see a wide variation in costs from a $4,000 mesh to a mesh that exceeds $32,000. So you'll have to decide which mesh would be appropriate and patient-specific. But that is a $28,000 variation in costs. And so by looking at your goals and sitting down with your physicians and your clinicians, you'll understand when it is appropriate to use that $4,000 mesh and when it's appropriate to use that $32,000 mesh. The third area is cost per procedure. And everyone is talking about that more and more as we move into healthcare reform, and cost per procedure is absolutely essential to really understand what you're being paid for by procedure and understand what those costs are and where those opportunities to reduce cost while maintaining or exceeding patient care. I'm going to give another example with my fourth discussion, and it's really about innovation. Today, Medicare reimburses for a basic eye lens. It's standard in the industry that if a patient wants a better or higher performing lens, that they pay out of pocket. And in most cases, paying out of pocket is $900. And my mother recently just had both of her cataracts done, and she decided she wanted the better lens. And she paid out of pocket $900 each for both of her eyes to get that more expensive lens. Patients are accustomed to that procedure and that protocol. So hospitals can look to other areas where they can implement that best practice is to say, here's what Medicare will pay for. And if patients want a more exclusive or higher cost implant or procedure or technology, then here is the extra cost associated with that. I feel like we've got so many best practices within healthcare. Are we expanding them to all the areas? And I think that's what we need to look at as healthcare leaders. Finally, I will talk a little bit about owned and consigned inventory and the importance of looking at your inventory. The OR usually has tremendous amount of inventory, and it's mixed between consigned and owned. And it's so important for a hospital to get their arms around that inventory and to manage it and really understand that maybe the inventory that they think is consigned is more than likely partially owned. And what we help hospitals do is to understand their inventory, to minimize their exposure and their financial obligation, and move much of that to consigned, yet managing that appropriately so they get value out of the consigned inventory model. I want to conclude with one more point regarding operating room cost awareness programs, and that research shows that when pricing labels are put on products in the OR, that individuals are more price conscious, and when applicable, they will pull those lower cost products. Although there are many other operating room financial improvements that VI works with our clients, I have named four. However, these four will have a profound impact on your hospital when implemented. This has been the Healthcare Innovators with me, Lisa Miller. For more information or more about us, visit our website,
at viehealthcare.com. That's viehealthcare.com. Thanks for listening.